on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Well, this is an historic day at WGN TV Channel 9 because at 11 a.m. this morning, when Steve Sanders steps into the studio to anchor the midday newscast with Dina Baer that he's been doing between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. for so long now, it'll be the swan song because he is retiring and today's his last day. And how are you feeling about all this, Steve?
You know, Bob, I'm a little nervous about this. I've never not worked since I was a teenager, probably like you. You know, it's I'm not sure what retirees are supposed to do, but I'm going to enjoy it, I think. I'm never bored. I always have something to do, so we'll see. But I'm going to miss this place.
Well, that's understandable. And I can tell you that the hours will be great, but the pay will leave something to be desired.
Oh, yeah. We all think about that, don't we? That weekly, monthly paycheck is going to be missed.
I know enough about you to know that you're probably going to be going to a lot of music shows because you love your music, don't you?
I really do. It's something my brothers and I did growing up. We all played in garage bands as kids and growing up in Alabama. And, I kind of rediscovered that about 15 years ago. And I'll be honest with you, for about 20 years in this business, I didn't pick up a guitar publicly because I think I had a stuffy idea about who I was. I thought, Walter Cronkite wouldn't do this. You know, I couldn't see Huntley and Brinkley doing that, and those are the guys I always looked up to. But you know what? I decided to pick up a guitar again and start having fun.
Yeah, you know what? It's all changed, though, so it would be perfectly acceptable if, like at 5 minutes to one this afternoon on Channel 9, you brought the guitar out and you did a little song, a little goodbye song.
I've done that before. I don't know if it'll happen. Why not, you know?
Well, let's see, yeah. 40 years, just about, in the WGN newsroom. Are there memorable stories that stand out? I know there have been so many.
You know, I always think about one of the first big stories I covered when I got here. It was the first, actually, Christmas week, 1982, but really, I think I was launched here in early 2000, I'm sorry, 1983, and they had me covering Harold Washington. And I think they put me on Washington because they didn't really think this guy was going to win. And I'd be out covering him every day. And I'd come back to the newsroom and I'd say, hey, you know, I know I'm the new kid here and I don't know the political landscape in Chicago, but let me tell you, this guy, Harold Washington, he's got traction. This guy's taking flight. You need to keep an eye on him. And sure enough, the rest is history. But
yeah.
it was really something else covering Harold Washington.
Yeah, you know what? In my limited experience being around him back in the 80s at Channel 2, he was a lot of fun, wasn't he?
He really was. Just a brilliant guy, wonderful vocabulary. And of course, he was reelected. But there were so many Chicagoans, especially white Chicagoans, who thought the sun wasn't going to come up when he got elected. And he proved them all wrong, I think.
Council wars. Who will ever forget that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it wasn't that something, especially that one night after Harold died, and right around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried to remember the year. What was it, 86, 87, something like that? Mm-hmm. But it seems like it's all such a blur. And then I'll never forget doing a sit-down interview with this state senator, African-American state senator with a funny name, Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to the office. It must have been maybe early 2000s. And do you guys know about this Barack Obama guy? He's amazing. He's the most, this guy's the most radiant politician I think I've ever interviewed. And, you know, I've heard of him, yeah. You know, and we know how that ended.
One of the fortunate perks of our business is getting to meet some of these people, and in many cases, before everybody gets to know them. Steve, since you grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, you've been here for so long now. Do you consider yourself a native Chicagoan at this point?
You know, Bob, I do. I've lived more than half my life in Chicago, and this is home now. But I'll tell you something. You know, growing up in Alabama, Chicago was my idea of the big time, not New York, not Los Angeles, because my dad was from Southern Illinois. He was a Midwesterner. In fact, I still, my brother and I still own a small farm in Southern Illinois that was homesteaded in the 1850s by my ancestors. So I've always felt like I've had deep roots in Illinois. My uncle, aunt and uncle have lived in the Chicago area since the 60s. Don Prince, my uncle, was chairman of the Illinois Board of Higher Education for many years. So I've always felt like I've had one foot in the Midwest and the other in the South. But this is home. It really is.
And after retirement, which starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon, do you plan to stay in the area?
I do. Like I said, this is home. My 30-year-old son lives not far away. He's in the city, and I can't imagine living anywhere else.
Well, we're going to miss you. Your colleagues in the newsroom at WGN will miss you. And as viewers, I fortunately got to run into you here and there over the years, but I'll miss seeing you on television as well. And it's going to be different. And I hear they're bringing in 12 network anchors to replace you. Is that do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a distinct honor and privilege. It really has. And I never imagined that I would have 37 wonderful years in Chicago.
Well, the good news is when you anchor the news with Dina from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today on Channel 9, your last day, the good news is you are allowed to have the last broadcast. You're not in this situation where you're told by management, Steve Sanders, you've just done your last newscast. All right, get the security guard and walk him out of the building.
You know what? I was actually thinking that this is a business where so many of our careers end unceremoniously, and it looks like mine's going to end with a ceremony.
And a well-deserved ceremony. All the best to you, Steve. Look forward to bumping into you down the road, and congratulations on a fantastic career at WGN News.
I'm honored, Bob. Thank you so much.